Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to Radio for Your Mind this Friday afternoon, well, Friday morning. But I want to put my plug in for Aces Radio Live tonight. We are going to have Bill Gans, who's one of the leaders when it comes to social media, creating and personal branding leaders and working with them. We're going to have him on Aces Radio Live. It is going to be a great radio show. You do not want to miss that. Today, we are sitting here in Howard Schultz's book, Onward, How Starbucks Fought for Its Life Without Losing Its Soul. And what this chapter, it's chapter 24, and it's called Nimble. And, you know, at first I thought, man, these are some funky titles that he keeps coming up with. But, man, they're so powerful, because what I've learned about Howard and about Joanne Gordon, who's his co-writer in this, is the titles always fit what that topic's going to be about. Each one of these is like its own mini training session. And being nimble, think about it. When you're a $10 billion company, there could be a lot of bureaucracy there. Remember how Howard went in and kind of streamlined that. He got rid of some people at the corporate. They just laid off over 550 people company-wide. And now you look at this and you say, wow. In this last chapter, they were coming back from New Orleans and headed towards the Seattle to the command center again. And Howard starts the chapter with this. I find this interesting. He says, someone tapped Terry Davenport on the shoulder before plopping a MacBook on his lap. Watch this, said David Lubars, the chief creative officer of our advertising agency, BBDO. Terry was sitting in front of one of the buses that was taking Starbucks partners from the conference general session back to their hotel. David stood in the aisle of the moving bus and pushed play. Big bold letters came across. What if we all cared enough to vote? Not just 54% of U.S., but 100% of U.S. Now remember, this is less than a week before the presidential election. We've got a heated race. Doesn't matter what side you're on. But as the words continued to go, it said, what if we cared so much on November 5th as we cared on November 4th? What if we all cared all the time, the way we care some of the time? What if we cared when it was inconvenient as much as we cared when it was convenient? What would your community, be a better place? Would our country be a better place? Would the world be a better place? We think so too. If you care enough to vote, we care enough to give you a free cup of coffee. Come into Starbucks on November 4th, tell us you voted, and we'll proudly give you a tall cup of coffee. Now, this was only the second time in Starbucks history that it was getting ready to do a TV blitz. It's 4 days before the election, and they're able to launch this. They're able to go out and buy TV time on Saturday Night Live, one of the most watched shows during the election, and it covered all demographics because it was such a long-running reality show. I'm sitting here watching, or not reality show, but skit show, whatever they call it. I thought, man, this is powerful. They were that fast. See, most brands that are out there will spend millions and hundreds of millions of dollars on advertising every year. So everything's in place. Starbucks doesn't do any of that, and had 4 days, basically, to make a coup in the media blitz. But what really interested me with this chapter wasn't so much how fast they made it happen. It was the flat fact that he decided to make it happen and it worked. See, very seldom did they take on the McDonald's. You know, McDonald's had come into their niche, and matter of fact, Howard even writes in here, in Starbucks history, outside forces were defining us. That very fall, the McDonald's billboard campaign had declared, $4 is dumb. Now, what caught my attention with this is the fact that Starbucks hadn't done any media advertising. Starbucks was relying totally on the trust and on the experience, and they had not taken an offensive. I'm not talking about attacking. I'm talking about just taking an offensive of who they were. they were allowing McDonald's to bring the premium brand Starbucks down to the level of the world's largest fast food chain. Now, when I started analyzing this, I started thinking about direct sales as a whole. We have the Direct Selling Association. But yet the Direct Selling Association doesn't go out there and really do much to combat those that try to define us, the critics, the people that say we're a pyramid scheme, that say we're a Ponzi scheme. I started analyzing this, and I started thinking of individual companies and saying, why don't companies take a really good, aggressive approach? I know Primerica has done this, Amway has done it, Mary Kay. There's a few of the companies that have. But for the most part, very, very few have done that. Howard all of a sudden realized we must take control. Today, more than ever, it can be done via the internet, just through social media. If a company is willing to do that, if you, the distributor, if I, the leader, am willing to do that, and this is what Starbucks had decided to do. Now, they did it in their way of really powerful, you know, go out there and hit them where most people are watching. So they targeted Saturday Night Live. Starbucks did not take a for Obama, for McCain. It wasn't anything like that. They just knew because of Tina Fey or whatever her name was, making fun of Palin, that people watch Saturday Night Live more than any other show, especially right before the election. So if you're on Saturday before the election, it makes sense you're going to get a lot of run on that. And I loved it. But here, listen to this. Starbucks, however, was not done. And immediately after the ad aired, our digital team put into play a plan they'd been working on nonstop for 36 hours. A torrent of digital and social media activities would amplify the 60-second spot, which ran only one time on television. We updated our homepage to direct people to YouTube, where right after the SNL spot aired, we posted the commercial so it could be watched endlessly by everyone. We worked with Starbucks with Facebook and created the Starbucks page. Now, this is what I get to do. A lot of people will say, Troy, what is it that you do? I get to work as an analyst, an analytical strategist in the social media realm more than anything else with companies. See, it's the matrix behind, and this is what we're getting ready to talk about, that drives. It's not about your friends. It's not about your fans or any of that, but listen to this. We worked with Facebook. We created the Starbucks page and negotiated an ad buy. For the next few days, one of two Starbucks ads would be among the first five ads anyone logging into Facebook would see. One ad was the actual election commercial. The other online ad invited people to come to Starbucks after they had voted and asked them in a first for Starbucks to RSVP by clicking yes, maybe, or no. Starbucks is the reason the rest of us can have now invitations all over the place. People don't realize this. See, this is some powerful stuff. Now, listen to this. Every time someone clicked a response or watched the actual video, the action triggered a message to his or her Facebook news feed. For example, some of Chris Buzo's Facebook fans were notified that he'd RSVP'd yes to Starbucks free coffee. The secondhand or viral exposure, this is the kicker, and this is hard to know if you don't know what you're looking about. The secondhand or virtual exposure added 14 million more individual impressions on top of the 75 million original impressions Facebook yielded, meaning we had 89 million people who were exposed to the election campaign in some way. Basically, I mean, you know, they paid for 75 and they got 89. That's what they were keeping track of. That is not the whole analytics. That's not the whole matrix. See, it's knowing how to utilize social media. It's not about having 5,000 friends on Facebook. contrary to popular belief by the gurus. Now, having 5,000 targeted people who want to see and hear what you have to say, that would be cool. Most of the time that doesn't happen. Starbucks, in 2007, didn't know their head from a hole in the ground when it came to social media. By 2008, they dominated Twitter and Facebook and have never looked back. See, this is the power of being nimble. 36 hours of nonstop butt-busting work, and the social engine was lit alive. One ad on TV set the fuse to what went viral. Now, it wasn't about does the Republican win or does the Democrat win. Starbucks just wanted to get people in their stores. 2 million cups of coffee were given away that very next day on the fourth, the day after the election, or the day of the election, after the election, however they look at it, that Tuesday. That's powerful. In the middle of all this, the competitors got a little irritated, and they said, well, Starbucks is breaking campaign rules. They're trying to influence people to vote. Well, you know, I've never in my life, that's the thing about critics. Starbucks didn't care who you voted for. They just wanted you to vote, so we're going to give away a piece of coffee. If you can be swayed to vote for $4, hey, that's great. Not one time did they tell you who to vote for. But to make it fair, so that not everybody would get all in a tizzy and get their panties in a wad, Starbucks said, fine, we'll give it away to everybody. Now, here's the fun thing about being nimble. They made the decision. They put it live on the net, but the baristas are working behind the counter and didn't realize that, and they got a little bit of conflict there. How nimble is your organization? How nimble is your company? Can you go out there and make it happen fast? Can you switch things almost in a moment's notice? This is the kicker here. We've got to be nimble. Now, I'm not talking about change just to see change happen. I'm talking about, can we very quickly move to cause a company to get into profitability, to take control of a niche, to take control of a social media outlet, to rally the troops to get behind you? This really is what it's about. That's the power. In the next few weeks, during the month of May, you will see some tremendous changes taking place just within our own company. I'm not talking about Ignite 360. I'm talking about Deep South Companies, our family company. We will be reinitiating and relaunching Deep South Strategic Solutions, the brand and the company that we use to go out and help companies. We'll be launching some brand new blogs and a blog network that won't have anything to do with direct selling, but it will become case studies to be able to show an average person how fast they could go out and launch a blog without a lot of expertise and make it happen. I'm finishing up today a brand new ebook called Blogging Basics for Beginners that we're going to be giving away free, because I believe it's time that we, as the average person, take control and stop listening to a bunch of people that just want to sell us a bunch of information and then do not want to supply us with the actual tactics and methodology to make it happen. Starbucks gave away coffee. They were hurting for cash. They needed to get profits up. They had taken the biggest loss, the only loss in company history. They just spent $30 million on a convention for their top 10,000 people, and now they gave away 2 million cups of coffee. Of course, they sold more pastries that day than they had all year. On YouTube, within 24 hours, Their video had been watched 419,000 times. Over 405,000 people on Facebook said yes or maybe to their invitation. On Twitter, they had reaped another 70 million impressions. Not just on Twitter, but in traditional print, broadcast, and online news outlets. This is huge. I believe that you and I should do this. I know there's some people listening today that are in a brand new direct selling coffee company, and you're going to have fun because as we go through this book, I'm going to start talking about instant coffee and how Starbucks has done some wild and crazy things there, and he talks about it. But the thing that got to me in this chapter was how decisive and how congruent the teamwork. It would remind you of Team 6 this last week as they went in and took care of some business for the United States. When you practice together, when you love together, when you believe together, when you trust together, the sky is the limit on what you can accomplish. Especially if you're willing to look backwards at your heritage, but realize that that doesn't take the place of where you're going in the future, and that you're willing to make the necessary changes to carry on your heritage. Howard finishes out the chapter with this. Listen to this. The election campaign was a turning point, with Starbucks discovering powerful ways to drive traffic and positively engage with customers at a low cost that was still in keeping with the brand. With BBDO, we even coined the term for our election ad, inspired marketing approach. The subtle, surprising, and rare marketing events, usually linked to culture or humanitarian issues and devoid of a self-serving sales pitch, would characterize how we went to market. Whether or not someone walked into a Starbucks on November 4th, the election campaign no doubt generated goodwill among several constituencies, placing a halo above our somewhat battered brand, and going into winter, Starbucks needed all the goodwill we could get. See, Starbucks just wanted people to vote. It was American. It wasn't partisan. It was American. Now, how can you take this concept and put it to use in your niche, your company, your community, your organization? Is it possible that we could call this some form of servant leadership since we're doing it on a personal level? Could it be called putting skin in the game, where if in this case you go vote and we'll give you coffee? We don't care who you vote for, just go vote. What can you do to say, hey, we don't care what it is you're doing, but if you do a certain thing, we'll give you this? There's companies starting to do this on Facebook right now. If you'll just join our newsletter list, we're going to give you a free something. I'll be doing this with my free ebook. Those that listen to the radio show will be able to send in an email and they'll get it free. Those that join my newsletter list will get it free. So I believe at the end of the day, there are people out there that are so freaking hungry right now to be in business for themselves that we're going to show them how to do it. We're going to do it in an out-of-the-box approach because we're going to take what we've been learning from Howard and onward. We're going to put up some blogs. These blogs will be in a variety of different niches. I'm going to share this insight with you because I'm not just going to be the only one doing this. I want you guys to think about this. And if you're on this show and you're striving to make money in your primary business, this might be a way that you can do it. I'm going to put some blogs up based on things that I enjoy woodworking. So we're putting a blog up that will be talking about woodworking and no compensation plan to it. We're going to provide methodologies and tools and videos and stuff like that. it will include things on woodworking and leather smithing, stuff that you know, all around handmade stuff. We're relaunching a blog called Green Eyes, GREENISE.com, not Green Eyes, but in the green community, it's called Green Eyes, and it's going to be for natural, organic living. I'm not one of these whacked out tree loving crazies. I mean, I like to go hunting and fishing and do all that crazy stuff, but I believe in being a good steward. And we're going to show some ways that you can save money. It's going to be all about saving money on a personal level. How can you do things? How can you get back to the basics of making your own soaps if you want to? If you don't, here's some products you can buy. We're going to be doing stuff like that. We've already put up a blog called Remote Tech Desk, where we're helping people inside of the tech community and families. We've got our MLM help desk. We'll have TroyDooley.com. We'll have some others. See, I would tell you this. Let's say that you're in the energy drink business. Maybe you should put a blog up that has to do with energy drinks, has to do with healthcare, and start giving people valuable information, not just talking about your company, but I mean valuable information about what's the ingredients that are in some products, in your products. Maybe you're in a green company like Shaklee and you have cleaning products. Maybe you should start comparing products, putting it out there in a blog, talking about the actual product. See, this is going to be a unique concept for some, but recruiting all in and of itself doesn't make you any money. But now, if you recruit the right people who have a passion for the mission of what you're living, they will stick with you even if they stop building the business. Primerica, Prepaid Legal, Amway, they're prime examples. I know a lot of people that buy Amway products that are in Monavi, Escape International, Youngevity. It's amazing. See, this is what you've got to think about. You've got to figure out a way to be like Starbucks. Think outside the box. Drive targeted traffic to you. Create friendships with people at Facebook, Twitter, Posterous, and some of these others who actually want to hang out with you. I will do a selfish plug. We are getting ready to release this weekend the 2011 edition of the Social Marketing Directory, where we will give 400 resources that you can use in social media, social marketing, social networking, Web 2.0 services that you're going to find are outside of the ones you've heard about, like Facebook and Twitter. These are going to be services where the competition isn't near as tight, and you can actually get better traffic, which means you could end up with more money. See, this is, at the end of the day, this right here is what it's about, folks. It's how can you do, it goes back to what Howard wrote in here. Everything's about one. In their case, one cup of coffee, one person, one experience. In your case, it's one, whatever your product is, one person, one experience. In our case, it's one person, one experience. We want to be able to take one person and give you some nugget of information that you can expound on and change your life forever. See, that, if we can do that together, then it means this radio show is well worth it. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, because of the fact that my position at Ignite 360 has changed, because of the fact that my income is now 60% less than, well, will be less in June than what it is in May, you know, we're going to do some advertising. We're going to be taking on some sponsors on our radio shows and on our blogs and stuff. You know, we got to generate the income that we need, just like we used to. So we're going to be continuing to do that. So every now and then on a radio show, you're going to hear me talk about a sponsor of some kind. Okay, I'm going to try my best. I want you guys to know this because I love you guys. I'm going to try my best to make sure that our sponsors aren't necessarily network marketing companies, but that our sponsors are sponsors that can help you grow your business, that can provide products or services to help you grow your business. I can't promise that's the way it will always be, because we got great friends in direct selling and some companies may want to sponsor us, but that's what my goal is. You guys have made our radio shows, Jim and I's both, our afternoon show and our morning show, the successes that they are. The feedback that we get now of how one piece of nugget from us or one of our interviewed people have changed your lives, have helped you grow, means more to Jim and I than anything under the sun. We know that we're just the conduit of delivering information. But you guys make the show. And that's why we're trying our best to really kick these things up and make them happen. And it's going to be an exciting time. This afternoon I'll be putting out three videos. One video will be the weekly news report that we always put out. One video will be a personal editorial from a Marine's perspective of what's gone on in the last week that sometimes political garbage gets in the middle of and people don't fully understand. And the third video will be me announcing, just like I did when I became the SVP of sales at Ignite, that I am no longer the senior vice president of sales of Ignite 360 and that they have left the network marketing arena. These will be out. We will put them out because, and you guys get to know about it first because you're truly the ones that make this show what it is. And that's the reason that we do this. So it's an exciting time. As I said at the top of the hour, the infamous, wild and crazy, famous Bill Gans will be on with us this afternoon. I've watched Bill's career, but it isn't about Bill Gans, and this is going to be the funny thing about this. It's about him promoting other people and what he does for other people, and I have watched him with his creativeness go out there and build leaders in the variety of industries, not just in direct selling, that's the amazing part, but outside of direct selling, and do some great, great things. So, folks, you do not want to miss Aces Radio Live this afternoon at 5 p.m. Central. Maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to get Gil House to talk about his wild adventures at Thunder Beach, which is also known as Spring Break, so... You know, maybe we can have him tell us what all the wild things are that they did down there and the money and the funds that they raised for the charities. That's the cool part there. So, folks, without
Spring
a shadow
break for
of a
grown-ups.
Doubt. Oh, wait a minute. I heard a voice. Or else it was my head echoing again. Is that the infamous Jim Gilhouse?
Or someone resembling him.
Brother, how you doing, man?
Hey, I wanted to reach out and touch base with you real quick this morning and let you know that I am duly impressed with your son and how aggressively he is trying to get his life back on track, and he is hounding me on a daily basis. That is a good thing. It's a great thing. I can tell that he's hungry. I can tell that he's committed, and you know, you really have every reason to be very proud of that young man.
Well, thank you, sir. He has a great mentor. That's why I turned him on to you, is because I thought that of all people out there that I trust Jim Gilhouse with my family, and I tell you what, he feels the same about you. He is constantly telling me, man, Jim was able to get back with me. He was able to help me. Thank you, Dad. So thank you, Jimmy, for all that you do for my family, buddy.
Now, it's my pleasure, and I appreciate the gift of your friendship and support on everything that you're doing. This show that you do on the morning for everybody, I don't think people realize what an asset this is and the time and preparation that goes into it, the research that you do to put this together to make sure that people are being exposed to great literary works that can help change their business, change their mindset, and change their lives. And with that, you know, dude, I appreciate everything you're doing here. It is truly a gift that you're doing for people. I wish more people were plugged in than are already.
Well, we'll just keep it going. That's the name of the game. But, folks, remember, this afternoon, 5 p.m. Central, Aces Radio Live. We have Jim Gilhouse, myself. We've got Bill Gans here in a couple of weeks. We're going to have two new co-host, I believe, that are going to really rock everybody's world. We are really growing this Friday afternoon show. So, folks, life's like an epic adventure. We'll see you at the top. Be back here with us Monday morning, on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.